With SRN News, I'm Ron Dorockstra. Former President Trump finds himself on the wrong end of a judge's ruling in his civil fraud trial.
How will Donald Trump pay up now that he's lost two New York civil cases totaling $443 million? On Friday, a judge ruling Trump must pay $355 million for inflating his properties to get low-interest loans. Trump not saying how he'd pay, only that he'd appeal, and
they used a statute, it's a consumer fraud statute, that's never been used for a thing like this.
There's also the $88 million he was ordered to pay to E. Jean Carroll for calling her a liar about sexual assault. Trump also vowing to appeal. Under state law, he has to pay interest on any penalties. Julie Walker, New York.
Also at SRNNews.com, Alexei Navalny's spokespersons confirm the Russian opposition leader has indeed died at a remote Arctic penal colony. Says he was murdered. An official note was handed to Navalny's mother, stated he died at 2:17 Friday afternoon, but it's unclear where his body is. Meanwhile, attending a security conference in Munich, Vice President Harris says the world is in mourning.
I met with his wife, Yulia, yesterday and expressed my outrage and sorrow in this fight. And I will say that Alexei Navalny has been a brave leader who stood up against corruption and autocracy, and he stood up for the truth.
Harris says the death of the political activist just weeks before an election would give more power to Vladimir Putin is highly suspicious.
The reports of his death are further proof of Putin's brutality. It reminds us why our support for Ukraine is so important, because Ukraine is fighting back heroically against Putin's continued brutality.
This is SRN News. Southern Baptist Convention issues a voter guide.
It's called The Nations Belong to God, a Christian guide for political engagement, and it was put together by the denomination's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission just in time for the accelerating 2024 election cycle. ERLC spokesman Miles Mullen tells the Christian Post, quote, "This guide casts a vision for political engagement that goes beyond just voting, but encourages Christians to be involved at every level of politics in a way that honors the Lord." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Good news out of Pakistan. The government there announcing beginning in the fall, Christian students in public schools will no longer have to study Islam. In fact, new curriculum is to be introduced this year, allowing Christian children to learn about their own faith, including lessons on the Bible, Jesus, and the church history. Pakistan Minority Teachers Association calls it a great victory for religious minorities after fighting for equitable education for the last two decades. SRN News. A number of states are working to protect residents from being tracked by their medical visits, including those to abortion clinics.
Some states are already in the process of setting laws on health patient privacy, but a report from Oregon U.S. Senator Ron Wyden has intensified that push. He found a data broker used cell phone tracking tools to identify people who had visited abortion providers across the country. New York, Connecticut, Illinois, and Nevada have enacted laws against health care tracking, while California and Maryland ban sharing that type of data. I'm Jackie Quinn.
West Virginia state senators passed a bill to make the state the 12th in the nation to ban smoking in cars with children under 17. Making it a misdemeanor. West Virginia has the highest rate of cigarette smoking among adults in the nation. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Dorockstra.